Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Cyber chick, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time. Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the cyber chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace. The chase is on.
Could it be? Yes? Yes? Yes! The reset button is on Ecotopia! Imagine that. Ecotopia, a safe haven for animals and plants, is also home to something that could be a terrible danger to the entire universe. Imagine what would happen if Hacker got his hands on it. He could reset all of the settings of cyberspace and change everything to his way. All that's left to do now is install this new safety lock, and cyberspace will remain secure and free forever! Hacker?
Well, well, well. If it isn't Dr. Marbles, how... nice to see you. Aha! You finally found the location of the reset button. I knew I could count on you to do my work for me.
You have failed in every attempt to defeat Motherboard. You will fail again.
To the contrary. Thanks to you, I will be able to find the reset button and reformat all of cyberspace to my own personal specifications. I dream of hackerspace will become a reality. I can see it all now.
All hail Hacker! All hail Hacker!
Yes, Hacker. I'll do whatever you say. You are our supreme leader, Hacker.
That's the Hacker to you, Motherboard. Take him away, boys.
Oh, no! Help!
Ecotopia is so awesome. I love living here, Mom.
So do all the animals, Ollie. The preserve is their home, too. And it's our job to keep them safe and happy.
Hiya, Rainbow. How you doing today?
You will never succeed, Hacker. Never!
Oh, yes, I will, Marbles. Soon I will rule all, and all will fear me.
We already fear you, boss.
Yeah, you're really scary.
Yikes! You're even scarier now, boss!
Because of this disguise, the animals will leave me alone while I track down that elusive button.
Want a banana, boss?
Let me out!
In due time, Marbles, after I reformat cyberspace, I have big plans for you.
We almost there, boys. This costume is hot.
Yeah, and itchy.
Now stop complaining, you metallic muttonheads. I'll tell you when we're here. Oh, we're here.
And that's a Maranti tree, where orangutans live.
Yes. And would you also find orangutans in this kind of tree over in the mangrove or the lake?
Neither, Mom. Nice try. They're only in the forest.
Because?
The forest living space has different kinds of plants and animals than the mangrove and lake living spaces.
And why is that?
Well, crocodiles don't want to live in the forest where there's no water. They want to be in the lake. And orangutans want to live where the Maranti trees are.
Right again. Each area is like a separate neighborhood, filled with specific plants and animals that meet each other's needs. We call these places biotopes.
Biotopes. Cool.
Soon you'll be ready to move up from junior ranger to ranger. I'm so proud of you, Ollie. You really know every inch of this preserve.
Not the new one, though.
You will, when it's ready.
What is it, Mom?
A reminder. I've got to check on the leopard cubs.
Can I come?
Why don't you do a little more studying for your ranger test?
Okay.
See you back at headquarters. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
My moment of glory is at hand. We will hear. Boss, delete. Activate the crocodrill. Boss, delete. Where are you two? Yikes!
A real orangutan.
A big, wild, jungle animal? It wouldn't want to eat us, would it?
I don't mean to be rude, but I'm very busy right now. Perhaps you could come back another time. How very kind. Now leave. I'm not really hungry right now. Fine. You insist. I'm overwhelmed by your bravery. Now get to work. Drill here.
Hey! Stop! You always get to drill! No fair!
Sorry, I can't hear you!
Success is about to rain down on the next leader of cyberspace. I can almost feel it.
Wait! Wait! What are you doing? Hacker, is that you? Quit pretending, Hacker. I'd know that ugly green mug anywhere.
That's the Hacker to you.
I don't care what you call yourself. You cannot drill in my preserve.
We'll see about that.
What are you doing?
Whatever I want.
You drilled into the inner slime core. We need to go to higher ground. Now!
Look at those poor monkeys. They're all scrunched together.
That's because slime made their living space smaller.
They look so unhappy and confused.
How did this happen, motherboard?
Then the inner slime core disrupted. Now we need to know why. Cyber Squad, go and find Ranger Abby.
Ecotopia, here we come.
Digit, wait! Inez isn't here yet.
Can't wait any longer.
But Motherboard, we've never gone off without her.
Must leave now. I will portal Inez. Go, save the animals.
was a close call.
We're about to have a closer one. Run!
Matt!
Stop! Hey, wait!
Let's go!
All clear. The crocs are gone.
Hey, thanks for saving us.
You're welcome. It's my job, you know. I'm Ollie, the junior ranger around here.
I'm Matt. That's Jackie and Digit.
Wait a sec. Aren't you the Cyber Squad?
That's us!
Motherboard sent us. We're looking for Abby.
That's my mom.
Where is she?
Somewhere in the preserve. I haven't seen her since the place got slimed.
How'd this mess happen, anyway?
I don't know. But a lot of animals lost their homes because of it.
Yeah, look at this.
It's a turtle's nest.
This is terrible. What are they gonna do?
They'll have to find another place along the water. Hey, little one.
Whoa. She can barely move.
We gotta get her cleaned up.
Here you go.
Good job, Digit. You'd make a good ranger.
You think?
We need to figure out how to help the animals. Hey, can you show us around? Maybe we'll run into your mom, too.
Good idea. This is the mangrove biotope.
I feel like I'm in a swamp.
Kind of.
Man, the slime's here too.
Where'd all the animals go?
Probably looking for new places to live.
Those great big monkeys don't look too happy.
Not monkeys, apes. They're orangutans. They make their nest here in the forest biotope.
Looks like the slime is making them stay up there.
Hey, what are these?
Durian fruit. The orangutans love them.
Delicious.
Oh, gross. I forgot to tell you, they're also called stink fruits.
Tastes good to me.
Man, it's getting crowded up there.
So many animals looking for new homes and not enough room. How can we help them?
If only my mom was here, she'd know what to do. I tried to reach her on my preserve pad, but I haven't been able to get through since the slime hit.
I'm sure she's okay. She's probably looking for you.
You wrote down the wrong location for the button.
As usual, you blame someone else for your deficiencies.
I followed your directions to the letter.
It's not my fault if you didn't measure the azimuth of the heading as a clockwise positive angle.
Why, thank you, my beneficent benefactor. I can take it from here.
Let's see. Adjust the azimuth by the offset to the positive angle. Huh?
Why did you tell him? He's going to destroy the preserve.
If he finds that reset button, he'll do more than destroy this preserve. But not to worry, Abby. I told him nothing that will help him.
The key!
Nice try, Marbles, but neither you nor you can stop me. Buzz, Dilly, wake up!
We need a plan. A plan to give the animals more room. There must be something we can do.
Yoinks! Whatever we do, we better do it fast. Those orangutans are getting antsy.
I've got it. We move all the animals somewhere else. Somewhere where there's no slime.
Great idea, Jax. How much more space do you think they need?
Hard to say. I'll see if I can tell how much land was lost because of the slime. Maybe I can just find out on my preserve pad.
How you gonna do that, Ollie?
Our preserve pads track everything about the preserve, including its formatting, so I can tell what parts have been slimed by tapping this map. Okay, here's the lake, the mangrove, and the forest. All these areas are parts that were slimed.
Just like we thought. A lot of the space the animals need is gone.
The question is, how much living space is gone? And how much is left?
Isn't that two questions?
Wait, what if we grid the map of the preserve? Then we can just count slime and no slime squares.
Consider it done. There you go, 18 squares in all.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. 12 slimed squares.
That leaves 2, 4, 6 unslimed livable squares.
Wow, that's not much living space at all. Those poor animals are squeezed into 6/18 of what they had before.
Sheesh, that's a lot of squishing. But how much is 6/18?
I'll show you. 6/18 is the same as 3/9.
And that's the same as 1/3, or 1/3.
So the animals can only use 1/3 of their neighborhoods. Gee, no wonder they're upset.
How many animals are here, Ollie?
120.
Hey, we don't have to move all the animals to another place, just most of them. We can leave some here. That way, they'll all have more room.
Good idea, Jax. But where are we gonna take the ones we move?
Well, there is another preserve like this one.
Really? Where is it?
On the other side of the Great Salt River. It's 2/3 the size of this preserve, but it'll have the same 3 biotopes.
That works. That way the animals will have the right kind of spaces they need to live, just like here.
Only one thing. The new preserve is all formatted, but it hasn't been installed yet.
Installed?
Yeah, I can do it on my preserve pad. My mom showed me how.
Time out, guys. Before we start moving animals from one place to another, don't you think we should figure out how many we need to move?
Okay, no problem. What do we know? Well, 1/3 of the preserve wasn't slimed, so 1/3 of the animals should be able to live here comfortably.
And we know there are 120 animals.
So the question is, what's 1/3 of 120? Well, 3 × 40 is 120. So, 40 plus 40 plus 40 is 120 animals. That means 1/3 of 120 is 40. So 40 stay here, and the other 80 get a new home.
Man, you guys are good.
Guys, we forgot one little thing. How are we going to get 80 animals across the river to the new preserve? What we really need is a boat that can hold all the animals.
I have a rowboat, but it only fits my mom and me.
We're gonna need a bigger boat.
Boat? Animals? I got it! Hello, is this Dial an Ark? I need an ark in Ecotopia, pronto. Thanks, pal. It's on its way.
You get a quick turn, and then it's my turn.
No way, Buzzy. You had a long turn last time.
If you two don't stop bickering and start drilling, I'm gonna drill you both right into the ground.
Whatever you say.
Right off, boss!
All systems go.
Just drill where X marks the spot.
You got it, boss. Stand aside.
Let's do it! Yes! That's the reset button! One small step for me, one giant leap four Hakkakine cyberspaces. What? Huh?
Boss, I don't think that's the button.
Dee's right.
It's a high.
You know, Buzzy, I don't think I've ever seen the boss run so fast.
Me either.
Huh?
Come on, buddy. It's okay.
Two monitor lizards, three mud skippers, and one, two, three, four. Oh, five. Sorry, I didn't see you there. Five royal spoonbills.
That's it right there, Ollie. Two-thirds of each kind of animal on board.
Count confirmed.
I hope my mom will approve of what we're doing.
I'm sure she will, Ranger.
I'm only a junior ranger now, Didge. But I'll be a real ranger someday.
Whoops!
These are yours.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. Hi, I'm Inez. Didn't mean to knock you over.
Me? Ollie? Do you like grilled cheese?
Sorry to break this up, guys, but we gotta shove off!
Hey, Inez. What took you so long to get here?
Bowling match. Went into extra frames. And get this! It all came down to my last roll. All I needed was two pins to win, and I choked!
No!
Yes! I bowled a gutter ball. Didn't hit a single pin. Can you believe it?
No!
Yes! I'm never going to bowl again!
What's going on?
We're talking slime leaks, shrunken biotopes, and overcrowding. We're moving all these animals to a new preserve.
Motherboard told me about the slime, but moving all the animals?
Not all, just two-thirds of each kind.
That way the ones staying here will have more room, and the ones going to the new preserve will have all the space they need to be happy.
That sounds good, but what's this new preserve like? Will all the animals fit? Are you sure this is going to work?
Inez, you just got here. You can't just fall in at the last second and think you know what to do.
But I...
Look, we have a plan. We're putting it into motion. We don't have time to do a new plan.
All aboard for the new preserve! We're moving out!
So, how'd you learn to drive an ark?
My mom taught me. You need to know a lot of things to be a ranger.
Whoa!
What happened? We got bumped into the rapids!
This isn't so bad.
Maybe not, but that is...
Whoa! Whoa!
Hang on!
Whoa! Nazzy!
Help! And don't call me Nazzy!
Someone take the wheel!
Hang on! We'll get you!
Help!
Got you!
Didge, help me steer!
Aye, aye, Captain!
This is not good! This is not good at all!
Pull, Matt! Pull!
Come on, Jack! Squeeze all the muscle! Push!
Pull!
Push!
Pull!
Thanks for saving me, Ollie.
Oh, well, I, do you like kickball?
Land ho!
There it is, guys, the new preserve.
But, Ollie, there's nothing there.
Like I told everyone before you got here, all I have to do is install it.
I don't understand.
Ollie's mom already programmed it.
It has the same biotopes as the old preserve. Mangrove, forest, and lake. They each provide everything their animal residents will need to live. All I need to do is press this button to make it real.
Wait, wait, wait! Reformatting is a really big deal! What if it doesn't work? What if we do something wrong?
Don't worry, Inez. It'll work.
Oh, no! It's not working!
Do something, Ollie.
Don't worry. It's installing.
Wow!
Awesome! You did it!
That is awesome, Ollie!
A definite game winner.
Wow! It looks just like the old preserve.
It's exactly like the old preserve, except there aren't any animals yet.
So, can we let them into their new homes?
You bet.
Allow me. Welcome to your new home, wild things.
Sure seem happy.
They should be. There's enough space for them all to live happily now.
Good job, Cyber Squad! You too, Ollie!
I wish my mom could see this.
Where is she?
I don't know. It's weird. She should have turned up by now.
Tell me more about that reset button.
It controls all the settings of cyberspace. If there's ever a problem, you can reformat everything.
Everything?
Uh-huh.
Isn't it protected?
It was. When Hacker's virus corrupted Motherboard's operating system, it also destroyed the safety lock.
Meaning?
Meaning, if Hacker finds the button, there's nothing to stop him from reformatting all of cyberspace to suit his evil ways.
We've got to stop him.
The new safety lock is in my backpack. We just need to get out of here.
If I had something sharp, I could pick this lock.
Would a paperclip do?
I don't understand it. Why did I dig in the wrong place again?
Don't know, boss. Me either.
Why am I calculating the coordinates improperly?
Got me, boss.
Me too.
And why am I asking you?
Ow.
Sorry, boss.
Here's your notebook.
No wonder my calculations were wrong. Marvel's wrote it upside down. And backwards. Now I can find the button.
My mom and I have a lot of picnics by the lake at the old preserve.
I love picnics. Maybe we can have one sometime. Or something.
Yeah, sure.
I bet the view of the lake is great from up there. Come on.
Actually, I'm kind of afraid of heights.
How come?
One time when I was little, I was playing with the monkeys in the mangrove.
Ollie, I'll get you.
Gosh, that's scary. It's okay. You don't have to climb up now. When you're ready to try, you'll know. What was that?
A royal spoonbill. They like to know they aren't alone, so they call out. I was just making the bird feel better.
Can you teach me how?
Sure. Just put your hands together like this, and... Hey, what are they doing here?
Don't orangutans go to the lake?
Not usually. Especially with the crocs in the water. Nope. They're happy to just stay in the forest. Usually.
They sure don't look happy.
Yikes! Knock it off, you guys! What's your problem?
Hey, Ditch, what's going on?
Boy, am I glad to see you! These guys are acting really weird.
There's a bunch of angry orangutans in the mangrove, too.
And some more at the lake!
I don't get it. They should be happy in their own neighborhoods.
But they're not in their own neighborhoods, and they're not happy.
Are you saying we made a mistake?
Well, maybe.
Guys, if we made a mistake, let's not argue about it. Let's fix it. It's okay to be wrong.
A picture's worth 100 words. Or is that 1,000? Can you show us the new preserve on your pad, Ollie?
This is the new preserve. I'll put a grid on it so we can compare it to the other preserve.
Okay, so there are 6 livable squares in the old preserve and 12 in the new one.
That means the new preserve has twice the livable space as the unslimed portion of the old preserve.
Which is exactly what we need. Because there are twice as many animals in the new preserve.
So what's the problem? They have plenty of space.
Or do they? Look! The forest takes up 3 squares of land in the old preserve. 3 out of 6. That means the forest takes up 1/2 of the old preserve. But only 4 out of the 12 squares of land in the new preserve. Or 1/3.
And 1/3 of the space is way less than 1/2.
Oh my gosh, Inez, you're right. The orangutans don't have enough space. That's why some of them moved to the lake in the mangrove.
I don't believe it. Another overcrowding problem.
I sure wish my mom was here.
48 degrees, 22 minutes north.
48 degrees, 22 minutes north.
122 degrees, 30 minutes west.
122 degrees, 30 minutes west.
There are no more directions, boss.
This is it, you dunce bucket. The exact location of the button. Start drilling. Afraid, cyberspace. Be very afraid. Faster, Buzz! Faster! Soon, cyberspace will be under my control. Hacker the Handsome will become Hacker His Royal Highness. You can call me 88R8 for short.
Fuzzy, what's wrong?
I don't know. The building is going under.
Now look what you've done! We need to get the spare drill!
Mom, it's me. Come in. Can you hear me? Mom! Where are you?
I'm sure your mom's okay, Ollie.
I just want to know where she is. It's been too long since I heard from her.
Yikes! What are you gonna do with these guys? They're not gonna be happy till they get more forest living space.
Well, we know this preserve is twice as big as the old preserve, so there's enough space. It's just not divided up right.
Too bad we can't take some space from the lake and the mangrove and move it over to the forest.
Good luck with that, Maddie! Ah!
Wait, I just remembered. We can rearrange the biotopes.
But didn't we already do that when we installed the new preserve?
We did, but Mom told me we can change each biotope separately, but only once.
So whatever we do, we're stuck with it. No more changes.
That's it.
So we better do it right this time. I'm just saying.
Inez is right. No mistakes this time. What do we know?
We know that the orangutans have one-third of the space in the new preserve, but they need one-half.
Which is what they had in the old preserve, before it was slime.
Exactly. But remember, whatever we do, we have to keep the rest of the animals happy, too. Ollie, let's see what we have to work with. The lake in the old preserve is 1 square out of 6, or 1/6 of the space. But because the new preserve is twice as big, we need twice as many squares, or 2 out of 12, to get the same fraction.
Check it out. There's 3, one more than we need.
So we can turn that extra space into forest.
What about the mangrove? There must be extra space there, too.
2 of the 6 squares, or 1/3, of the old preserve belongs to the mangrove. And 1/3 of the new preserve would be 4 squares out of the 12.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The mangrove has 5 squares, 1 extra.
Allow me. If we take 1 square from the lake and 1 square from the mangrove and add them to the forest, that would give the forest biotope 6 out of 12 squares. Or,
One-half the space of the new preserve.
I knew that!
Which is exactly what the orangutans need to be happy.
Which means they'll all be happy. Make the change, Ollie.
Are we really sure this time? Really, really sure?
Yes, really, really, really sure.
Okay. Mangrove to forest, change. Lake to forest, change. It's done.
What do you see, Didge?
Looking. Yes! We've got happy orangutans!
Any luck?
Ha! Got it!
Good work, Abby. We must stop Hacker before he reaches the reset button.
Hurry, Dr. Marbles!
I'm coming! For Motherboard and Cyberspace!
Going somewhere.
I'm glad you like grilled cheese.
I like chicken noodle soup, too.
Me, too!
You know, your mom's gonna be really proud of you when she sees what you've done.
I just hope she gets back soon. She's never been away this long. Hey! That's my sandwich!
Whoa! He must have been hungry.
Guess so.
I thought you said orangutans don't like coming to the lake.
They don't. Not unless they're unhappy about something.
Oh, no! Not again! Matt, it's Inez. We've got another orangutan problem.
Same here. It looks like they're starving.
Just when we thought they were happy.
I don't get it. We made their biotope bigger, so they've got plenty of room. What's the problem now?
Matt, it's Ollie. I'm going to take Inez back to the old preserve, see if there's something we forgot to do.
Got it. We'll wait for you here.
Come on. We gotta go stone hopping to get across. Can you do it?
Watch me.
Huh? Okay, we're back in the old forest biotope.
See anything different?
Yeah, all the animals look happy. I guess we're all scared of something, huh?
Yes! I do not like bats. I do not like bats at all.
Those are dawn bats. They mostly fly at night.
I think someone forgot to tell those guys it's still daytime.
You can come down now. It's all clear.
I think I'm stuck. Ollie! Ollie, I can't do this by myself. You have to help me.
I don't think I can.
I believe in you, Ollie. You can do this.
Inez! I'm coming up.
You're doing great, Ollie! Ollie!
Don't worry, Ollie. I'll get you.
Ollie, reach up! You're okay!
Hi.
You made it. Thanks for coming up.
I guess I was ready.
What are those bats doing?
Oh, they're just pollinating the durian plant so the fruits will grow. They do it all the time.
Now those are happy orangutans.
Why not? Thanks to us, they have all the space they need.
But they have space at the new preserve, too, and they're still not happy. Wow! The orangutans sure love that fruit.
Oh my gosh, that's it! We forgot to move the bats.
No bats, no durian fruit.
No durian fruit, no food for the orangutans.
No wonder they're still not happy.
Come on, we've got to go on a bat roundup.
Okay.
Don't worry, I know how to do it. Let's go.
I want you both with me to see my moment of glory.
It's Hacker!
And my mom!
I'm gonna believe this! Hacker's here!
And he's got my mom!
No way! You sure?
Positive! And guess what? He's also got Dr. Marbles!
Dr. Marbles? Where are you?
The old preserve, in the forest biotope!
We're on our way!
We gotta help my mom!
We will! Come on!
How do we get across? Just hop on the rocks. Follow me.
See ya on the other side.
Matt, wait. What's up, Jax?
I think this rock is moving.
Jump to this one.
What if I fall in? I do not want to get wet.
Come on, give me your hand.
Whoa!
Gotcha!
Thanks, Didge.
Never fear! The Didge is here!
Let's go! We gotta find Inez and Ollie.
Ah, the pure drama of it all! Once I hit the emergency reset button, I will change all of cyberspace to suit my every wish and whim. Every place, every button, every board, everything.
What's the emergency reset button?
The key to controlling cyberspace. We can't let Hacker get to it.
Ooh,
don't you just love it when the boss does things himself?
Yeah, sometimes I wonder why he needs us at all.
Oh, I've got to get the safety lock out of my backpack.
Then what?
Get free and place it within the button. It's the only way to stop Hacker.
Hear that? There is a way to stop Hacker.
I have an idea.
Ollie!
Enjoy the view, Marble. It won't be long now. I'm not disturbing you, am I?
No, boss. Everything's great.
Yeah, real satisfying.
Oh, I'm so glad. Now get the dirt out of this hole!
Yes, we're boss. On it!
Okay, we get it. The lock has to go into the button before Hacker activates it.
Right.
We need a plan.
Exactly.
A really good plan.
I have one.
Out of my way! Oh, out of my way, you dumb fucking... The reset button.
Mom! Mom!
Mom?
He's my son, Hacker. Leave him alone.
Forget about them, boys.
Yeah, just push the button.
Don't do it, Hacker. Don't you touch that button.
The Earth Brats. Get them, boys. Now then, where was I? Oh, yes, I was about to take over cyberspace.
Not so fast, Hacker.
Get away from me, you mechanical misfit. Get away!
Oh, no!
Hurry, Inez! Hurry!
Ha! It's too late to stop the Hacker. Cyberspace is about to be mine.
No way!
It's reset time.
Not if I can help it. You can do it, Inez. You can do it.
I prefer Brussels sprouts.
Motherboard is gonna be really happy to see you, Doc.
The feeling is mutual, I assure you. Excellent job, Digit. A total reboot. I like it.
Once the bats pollinate the durian flowers, there'll be more than enough fruit for the orangutans.
And they can feed themselves.
And be happy. They're already happy. Thanks to you four, all the animals here in the new preserve will have a good life.
It's really Ollie who deserves the credit.
I've already thanked him. He's now a full-fledged ranger.
Cool badge, Ollie.
I can't believe it. I'm a real ranger now.
I guess we just have to believe in ourselves, huh?
Yep.
Want a grilled cheese?
Like you, PBS Kids believes that all children have the potential and deserve the opportunity to succeed in school and in life.